Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Kathy A. Kurtz, author of Living Through the Pain, The Lonely Me, a memoir that is a startling and painful testament of her journey dealing with the trauma of losing her mother, father, oldest brother, and sister-in-law in a plane crash at the tender age of 16, and then losing her remaining sibling 13 years later to AIDS. So after years of enduring sexual and emotional abuse from her husband, as well as violence in the workplace, her book is the culmination of her desire to help others tackle the loss of loved ones, abuse, and even violence to ultimately find the path to a positive and successful life. Wow. Welcome, Kathy.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Stacey. I'm so happy to be here today.
You know, that is a lot to chew on, to bite off and chew for any one person in one lifetime. You know, how did you get through what seemed to be a painful event after painful event after painful event?
Well, what I did is I really relied on my faith and my belief in survival. I was given a really strong foundation from my parents, and I really focused on that inner belief of survival and really just took one day at a time. Took years for me to reconnect with God, to finally find my purpose in my life and forgiveness for myself for things that, you know, mistakes that I had made along the way, not having parents to guide me. But ultimately, it culminated in me finding the courage to write my book and to eventually figure out that that's my purpose, is to share my story with others and to try to help them live through their personal pain.
And Kathy, talking about other people and wanting to help them, what do you want them to know when tragedy strikes in their lives? What should they be doing first?
Well, actually, it's not just a matter of first. There is a couple of things that I have found through my living through the pain that I really want to share with people. And one is that they really need to allow themselves to let their emotions just happen. Many times we feel, well, maybe we're not supposed to cry or we're not supposed to be depressed. But, you know, any feeling that you have where you're at that moment in time is your unique feeling. And so you need to give yourself permission to feel that way. If one day you're happy, there is absolutely nothing wrong with feeling happy. So don't feel guilty. Just feel glad that you're happy for that day. And we have to recognize that we all deal with grief differently, and that's okay too. So we need to first allow ourselves permission to feel however we need to feel at that particular moment. And the second thing that I would tell people is that if no one is reaching out to you, then you need to find someone that you trust that you can reach out to. Unfortunately, most people are not taught what to do when someone dies or they're dealing with something really traumatic in their life. And as a result, people tend to shy away from the person that is hurting and grieving. They do so because they don't know really what to say. And so they think just staying away is the best thing to do versus taking a chance on saying something that could hurt the griever. And that's really the wrong thing because that leaves the griever totally alone. So if you find yourself alone, you need to call a friend or a family member. If you feel that you need a hug or you really need to cry with someone or you just need someone to sit with you, you need to ask. You need to empower yourself to ask someone and tell someone what it is that you need. And then finally, I would tell people that they need to connect and lean on God or whatever their belief system is. This is really the time for them to connect, to find comfort on the spiritual side of themselves. So they need to go to church or pray or sing songs or sit quietly in their garden and meditate, whatever it is that works so that you can recenter yourself to find comfort from that spiritual source is really important.
And through all of this, when they have this experience, a traumatic event, they're feeling the pain, what is the biggest mistake that people make when trying to process it all?
Gosh, I've been there before. That is so very true. It's really people end up acting like, oh, I'm fine. Everything's fine. They end up isolating themselves from others, which is what I just mentioned. You need to ask. If you need something, you need to ask instead of just going into this shell, which eventually pulls you into a deeper state of despair and depression. So one important thing that I did many years after the loss of my family is I finally sought out a therapist. And I waited so long, one, because nobody told me that it was okay for me to see a therapist and that that would really help. But more importantly, I felt that if I went to see a therapist to get counseling, that was acknowledging to myself and to others that I was crazy. And that's really the farthest thing from the truth. You're seeking out professional help to provide you with the tools to better assist you in processing your loss. So admitting to yourself that you don't need this help is really foolish. We all need help from time to time. And again, I can personally testify that I wish that someone would have encouraged me much sooner, because I found so much healing by being able to go to a professional to help me process what I was feeling.
You know what? I think that there has been a change, a shift in the perception of therapy at this point. I think the stigma surrounding it as, like you said, thinking you're crazy, people think you're crazy. I think for, you know, it's benefited over time that it's kind of fallen away a little bit. Don't you think that there isn't as much of a stigma surrounding this? Or maybe people themselves can kind of believe that inside, but in reality, I don't think there is much of a stigma anymore.
Well, I don't think that there is. Back in the 70s when I was going through this, there was a horrible stigma. But still, I find that people aren't as afraid to go anymore, but they're afraid to admit it to others. And there's nothing to be afraid about. I mean, it's just like if you want to learn to play golf, you go to a professional. Well, we have never been trained in our lives how to process and deal with our emotions. And so it is a truly wonderful experience to help understand what it is you're feeling and what you're going through. And then that allows you to help others. So for anybody who's out there that's like my age or older, you know, you still may be fearful of going, but you don't need that fear. You know, I mean, I would tell you just try it, because it is very empowering and it really does help you move on and move forward in your life.
And Kathy, what would be that one piece of advice that you would give to someone who right now is going through a challenging time?
Well, one of the things that I am really learning by meeting with different people and sharing with them my story is that I'm really finding out, once I have made myself vulnerable to share my story with people that I don't know, people break down and they start crying and they say, you know, you're so right. I have a story too. We all have our stories, and it's not about that my story is more horrific than your story, because pain is pain and you shouldn't try to compare pain, and loss is loss. What's really important is how we deal with it. And so through my book, I am trying to help people to see my story as revealing and raw, sharing my intimate thoughts with people that I don't know as a way of encouraging them to learn to open up and share their stories, to talk about the hurts that are in their heart that they may have not opened up and shared with anybody ever, out of fear and shame, or just not really knowing how someone else might be receptive. And what you'll find out is, once you start sharing, the other person, again, they've got whatever their story is that they've been longing to talk about, but they never have. And so it empowers us to embrace one another and purge that pain and rejoice in what we've learned through our lives and help each other heal.
Well, Kathy, that is a really great way to wrap up this podcast, to remind people, yes, get out there and share, and you never know. You never know who you're going to help and heal. And of course, if our listeners want to learn more about Kathy A. Kurtz, you can visit her website, kathyakurtz.com. I'll spell that for you. It's CathyAKurtz, kathyakurtz.com. You'll find the preface in the first chapter of her book, Living Through the Pain, The Lonely Me, as well as links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble to purchase. So, Kathy, thank you again for being here.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com, discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.